Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Families and individuals in dire need of emergency homeless accommodation are being refused access by some local authorities in the country, a new report has said. The Mercy Law Resource Centre said that some local authorities are not allowing people access emergency accommodation, forcing them into couch surfing, hidden homelessness and, for some, rough sleeping. Adam Boyle is solicitor with the centre and he joins us now. And Adam, you're welcome. Tell me then about these authorities who are refusing access to emergency accommodation.
Hi, how are you doing? So we operate across the country, and so we've seen an increase year on year in the amount of our cases that are related to access to emergency accommodation. So as an independent law centre, we provide legal advice or support for people who are at risk of homelessness or experiencing homelessness. But historically, this was to do with, you know, things like transfers and the appropriateness of accommodation. What we saw in 2023 is that we had 139 families and individuals contact us seeking legal advice or representation where they had become homeless. And they had went to their county council and said, I'm experiencing homelessness, and they were unable to get access to emergency accommodation for a variety of reasons being put forward.
And what were the reasons?
So this is one of the real challenges, because legally, a local authority, if they determine that someone is homeless, but they determine that they won't provide accommodation, or they determine that they're not homeless, they are legally supposed to provide written reasons. But we are regularly contacted by people from local authorities across the country who were essentially told, sorry, no, goodbye, and no written reasons provided at all. Where written reasons were provided, or at least where oral reasons were provided, a lot of the time what we were hearing was kind of, we have a policy, we have an approach, and you don't fit within that policy. Now, the problem is, the local authority themselves are not allowed to just set up their own policies. They have to determine in line with the Housing Act 1988. So we've had families, for example, maybe, you know, like ma'am has lost hours at work and they've fallen behind on rent and therefore they've been evicted, and they've approached the local authority and been told, well, actually, we have a policy that says if you make yourself homeless, you don't get homeless accommodation, and you didn't pay your rent, so therefore you don't get homeless accommodation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is some of the stuff that we're seeing. Yeah.
And that, as for example, that as a policy, that's not legal, is it? Or is it?
No. So there's no legal basis for it at all. The minister can make guidelines and issue guidance and can amend legislation if they wish. But really, they haven't done that. So this is individual local authorities who are adopting this, and on an ad hoc basis as well. We should be clear. We are three solicitors in Dublin working across the country. We saw 139 of these cases last year. That's more than double the amount the year previous, which was 250% above the amount the year before that. So this is a growing issue, but it isn't that there is any one local authority who has simply closed their doors, but rather on a case-by-case basis, some of these families are getting really, the decisions do not match, the decisions don't fit, and that opens the door to some seriously discriminatory practices as well. And the issue is, when they're not providing written reasons, they're not being featured in official homelessness statistics. So that's a really important point, that when we talk about people who are homeless in Ireland and we talk about the 14,000 people who are experiencing homelessness, that figure is only people who have become homeless, have attended their local authority, have had a homeless assessment carried out, and that local authority has placed them into homeless accommodation. So it doesn't count the people who have turned up and been told the local authority isn't going to help them, or have turned up and been told, sorry, no, for whatever reason, we are not going to be providing you with emergency accommodation. It doesn't count people who are trapped in domestic violence refuges because they aren't able to get access to housing or homeless services. So we have real issues with that. And the thing is that these refusals aren't being recorded. So we don't know how many people are being refused. We don't know what reasons are being provided, where reasons are being provided at all.
Okay,
but you can see exactly.
And what you can see in as you put it, your own little law firm with three people, is 150% increase in queries in 2023. Any idea what's driving that huge increase? Is there a sort of an informal change of policy across local authorities? Is it simply the demand in the country? Is it a shortage of accommodation? Do you have any idea?
I think it depends on the different local authority. Like, I mean, we definitely can see there's trends. Some local authorities are not very responsive to domestic violence at all. Some local authorities are implementing a what's called a local connection test. So a local connection in social housing law is one of the ways that you can prove where you should be applying for long-term social housing supports. So you apply where you live or where you have a local connection, and it's defined in law. But what we're seeing now is, you know, people, you know, become homeless in their local authority area where they've lived, where they've worked or whatever, and they present to the local authority, and the local authority says, oof, you know, but a few years ago, didn't you live there? I think you should go there instead. No, no, it's not here. No, you should go there. And people being bounced back and forth. And we are aware that there has been a protocol put in place and circulated to local authorities last year, encouraging them. The protocol itself seems to be saying that you should present and assess where they should go and send them to this other local authority. But what we're actually seeing is a informal, unwritten local connection standard for homeless services that's even higher than the actual statutory standard that applies to social housing, and again doesn't apply to homeless services. So we're just seeing this really strange series of decisions with a really negative impact on families.
Who does have the right, or what is the legal situation if you present to a local authority and say, I am becoming or on the verge of becoming homeless? What are your legal rights?
So basically, the definition of homelessness in Irish law is Section 2 of the Housing Act 1988. So you present and you say, I am homeless, and the local authority needs to determine whether you have somewhere you could be expected to reside or if you have the means to provide for your own accommodation. Having carried out that assessment, they then have a range of options in how they support you, and emergency accommodation is one of those options. So it is open to a local authority to determine, look, you know, this person has experienced homelessness, but we are not necessarily going to assist. But when they make a decision like that, they are bound, or they're supposed to be bound, by tenets of administrative law. So their decision needs to be reasonable. Mm. The reasons that they give should be written down and should be clear and intelligible.
And therefore, you know, open to challenge, obviously. But if they're not written down, they're not open to challenge.
And they just become invisible. Mm. You know, it's specific in administrative law as well, that it's, you know, whether it is a senior manager in a housing authority or some other body, if they create a policy that says people who present in this way will not get homeless services, that means that the individual housing officer isn't able to make the decision based on the person who's sitting across from them. And so that's illegal as well. Okay. So there's a lot of these issues that we're seeing wherein just it is the quality of the decision making that is resulting in this.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you finally and briefly, Adam, if you don't mind. I mean, it's not new that you will see different ways of operating in different local authorities, and not just in relation to this issue, in relation to so many different issues. Depending on what local authority you're in, you may have a different life experience on how you're being dealt with. So what can be done about this? You know, because is asking for a uniform approach across all local authorities too much to ask?
Well, it's not necessarily about a uniform approach, but it's about transparency and how these decisions are being made. So reporting when people are being refused and reporting the reasons, that alone is going to make us have better better decision making. But on top of that, I think it's reflective of the fact that our own definition of homelessness is extremely narrow. It only counts people in emergency accommodation. There are alternative definitions of homelessness at an EU level, like the ethos definition that takes in people in emergency accommodation, but also people rough sleeping and people in unserviced caravans and, you know, a family of five staying in their grandmother's box room. Yeah. These people should be reflected. And when we actually see the scale of the problem, then we're able to address it. Whereas if we don't, and if it's only when people get into emergency accommodation, there is a risk as well there that you have adverse incentives to not provide the emergency accommodation.
It's very interesting to speak to you, and thank you so much for joining us. That is Adam Boyle, who's a solicitor with the Mercy Law Resource Centre.